sinners, and saints. Dust off those horns and halos. It's time for Alan After Dark.
Well, well, well. Finally, it seems here in the South, we're starting to see the signs of spring. Now, we're not out of the woods yet. We'll have a few cold snaps before it stays warm. And here in the South, those little cold snaps, we tend to give them names, such as dogwood winter, blackberry winter, strawberry winter. And the first one, I don't think it really has a name, so I just deem it pothole winter, which kind of makes sense considering that we have holes on some of our highways and streets that are bigger than the Grand Canyon. But that's probably the case across the country, isn't it? It's just one of those facts of life when we go from winter to warm weather, and that affects asphalt. I've had a couple of asphalts in the past few weeks, but that's a different story.
What?
I don't know about all of you, but I love the summer and the hot weather. I can just picture it now. Mosquito bites, Lyme disease, Rocky Mountain spotted fever, allergies, swamp ass. Oh, wait, you don't know what swamp ass is? Oh, well, swamp ass is just a nicer term for describing your ass sweating like a Baptist in church in August. You know, it gets kind of sticky and swampy back there in your ass crack. We just define that as swamp ass. Kind of makes sense to me. For me, it's just the best time of the year as we get into the warm weather. But as usual, you know, a new week, a new anti-gay law passed and signed by our wonderful governor, our wonderful Republican governor of Tennessee, Bill Lee, just recently signed a new law that allows public officials to refuse to perform marriages if the marriage would go against their beliefs. The measure, which is HB 878, basically states that public officials shall not be required to solemnize a marriage. That includes judges, county clerks, any government official. And you know what I have to say about that? Isn't that just a political stunt? Is there any gay or lesbian couple that would ever want some right-wing, bigoted asshole to perform their marriage ceremony? Why would you want someone that hates you? I don't know of any gay couple or lesbian couple that would. Most gay and lesbian couples want to be married by someone that cares for them, that's a friend, or somebody that supports them. You're not going to want the most important day of your life to be conducted by a deranged Nazi asshole. So, Bill Lee and all you Tennessee Republicans, you fucking fascist bitches, take your political stunt and shove it up your ass. I hope you get hemorrhoids from it. Not to be outdone, did you see the guy who won the Republican nomination for North Carolina's governorship? To say he's a far-right fanatic is an understatement. His name is Mark Robinson, and he's a Christian nationalist. He's the current lieutenant governor of North Carolina. And I mean, he basically checks all the boxes for the KKK, even though he's African American. Jesus Christ, he is just unleashing an endless parade of sexism, homophobia, anti-Semitism, and just basically any bigoted comment that can be made, he has made it. And he still got the nomination for the Republicans in North Carolina for governor. It's just astounding to see how the far-right populists are taking over the Republican Party. He will stand up in front of a crowd and call members of the gay community filth. He has defended Harvey Weinstein and Bill Cosby, and he has said in the past that the Holocaust was hogwash. He believes that trans women should be arrested for using women's bathrooms. He said that he would sign a bill banning all abortions for any reason. He believes that women should be subservient to their husbands. He's one of the old-time women need to be barefoot and pregnant types. He is just a monster, and he is just basically laying it all out there. And he has a very good shot of being North Carolina's next governor, even though I'm fairly certain people of that level of hatred and Naziistic behavior, there's corruption there. They just haven't found it yet. There's no way somebody could be that filled with hate and not be corrupt. North Carolina is the home of Jesse Helms, the fucking craziest homophobe in history. And even he's saying, damn, bitch, I wish I could have been that big of an asshole. Of course, he's dead now. So, you know, bully for him. But what the fuck? It really does seem like that all the Bible Belt states are just competing to see which one can go the lowest into the scum. But I do have to really laugh at these fanatical Bible beaters. If they really knew how many of us young boys back in the day were sucking dick and fingering and playing around with other boys, I wonder, would they just kill over with a heart attack? We should be so lucky, right? But speaking of scum, I want to talk a little bit more about swamp ass. While you might have just sneered when I said the phrase swamp ass, it can be quite the aphrodisiac in some ways. It can be a great initiator of sexual contact. Damn, did I just say that like I was Dracula or something? I think I did. Jesus. What I'm saying is, if you're like me and you like athletic men, baseball players in particular, when they're wearing their jock straps and they have a sweaty ass, liquid sex. Wait a minute, that made no sense. I don't know. What I'm saying is that a little bit of wetness is like a lot of bit of lube in some cases. A friend of mine would probably kill me, but I remember him telling me the story all of us, when we start to experiment with sex, we go by what we kind of know. But, you know, no matter how many times people tell you about sex and everything, you really do kind of have to figure it out for yourself, don't you? And he said that he was very naive when it came to things like lube. And so the boyfriend that he was dating at the time, he would ask him to go jogging and work up a sweat so that his ass was wet enough that it counted for lube. Like, he didn't understand that there was lube. So that was the next best thing. And I'm like, you know what? You have to learn things. Everything doesn't necessarily just come on instinct. You do kind of learn how things work and how things feel and what works for you. I just find that fascinating and interesting. So around here, swamp ass gets 2 snaps up. I have to confess here too that picturing the Mohawk man from the grocery store and those incredible jeans that he wears, picturing him with swamp ass, I'm telling you, woo, Chub City down here. That would be a snack I would love to munch on. Now, I'm fairly certain that everybody loves the warm weather more than they love winter, right? There's just a different spirit, an atmosphere full of fun and excitement. And for us cheapos, lower utility bills and just more fun outside. Pool parties and naked men and men jogging without shirts on in those short shorts and just trying to show off. Especially when they're jogging in cruising areas, you have to wonder. So you've got the warm weather, you've got a cruising area, you've got a guy with no shirt on, possibly with swamp ass. What more could a Southern queer like me want? Jesus, that would be the closest thing to heaven that I'll probably ever experience. Well, the ultimate in heaven would be Henry Cavill with swamp ass, or Henry Cavill without swamp ass, or Henry Cavill without his clothes and a boner looking right at me, standing at the foot of my bed. I mean, Henry, or if you're listening out there, I am ready to go. You can go in dry, sideways, crooked, whatever. I am yours. Period. And going down to my favorite bar, sitting on their patio in the warm evening air with your friends, getting drunk, getting high or whatever. It just can't be beat. If there's anything that is probably better than anywhere else, it is summertime in the southern cities. You know, at least even in the Bible Belt, like I've said before, the cities are havens for gay people. The cities are by far more accepting and more open and more liberal. So you can have fun. You can be more yourself and be more open. But in the gay bars, the ones with the patio are just the best in the summertime. Although, I have to admit, I tend to spend more time inside the bars than on the patio. Now you're going to be like thinking, what the hell, if you like summer so much? Well, there are times in the warm weather you have to really be careful with the allergies. And yes, I'm a nerd and I have allergies. If you've ever been to the South and experienced our pollen, you would know what I'm talking about. Everything turns green for a while. It ain't pretty. But I wonder how many people up north have walked barefooted through a field of clover. Have you swam in a lake? Well, you can't do it now because you get poisoned. There's so much toxins in the water here. But you used to could do that and it would be fun and you wouldn't die from some kind of chemical exposure. But those were what we call the good old days. But you know what? Let's take a trip back in time to when I had my first experience with swamp ass. Actually, I'm not sure why I'm doing a flashback on this memory, but it's not going to be a long one, unless we factor in a few of my swamp ass experiences. In my high school years, my father built and owned two townhouses that were next door, well, about 100 yards away from our home. Between those townhouses and our house, my brother and I had a basketball court. Not a great one, just a good old-fashioned basketball goal in a nice kind of flat area that was mostly dirt that we played. One of my mom's brothers was a deacon of a church in a different town. They were building a children's home for troubled kids and for kids that had not been adopted. And they needed a place to stay until that home was finished. So my uncle's church paid my father the rent for those two townhouses, one for the boys and one for the girls. And they stayed there for several months. I don't know how they crammed all those kids into those few bedrooms, but they managed somehow. Well, we became friends, my brother and I, we became friends with most of the kids, especially the ones that were our own age. And a lot of the guys loved to play basketball. When they first moved in, they saw me and my brother and a cousin and a couple of friends playing, and they came out, and of course, we invited them to play with us. Well, one of them, his name, let's call him Matt. I took a shine to Matt right away. He had that jet black hair. He had a little bit of 5 o'clock shadow, which was impressive for someone our age. Yes, we were through puberty, but still, you know, the hair part didn't grow necessarily as fast as you thought it would. Like my brother and I and my cousins, we would be wearing wearing shorts and a t-shirt maybe. Well, they would be wearing jeans. They were strict with what they could wear and such, and they didn't have enough money to give them all a complete wardrobe. So most of them didn't have shorts and things like that. But anyway, that's beside the point. One night we were all playing and it was a good game. We were really being competitive, having fun. And it was very hot that night. And it was, the sun was just going down. It wasn't even 9 o'clock yet. And my eyes were always drawn to Matt. He was just this most attractive 16-year-old boy. I was 15, he was 16, and I just thought he was one of the prettiest things I had seen. And he was new and different. He wasn't people I went to school with. He didn't know anything about me but what he saw around the house and on the basketball court. Well, what I noticed about him is that, especially when he got hot and sweaty, his shirt would get sweaty, but so would, well, the ass of his jeans. He would show streaks of sweat, and I guess some people might have found that funny. I thought it was hot. I guess it developed just one more of those fetishes that I have or had, although I've not really thought about that till just, well, recently. But one night, everybody got tired and was going home, and my brother went back to the house, and all of the other guys that were with the church group that was part of that children's home, they all went back to the townhouse that my, you know, father owned. And it was just Matt and me. We were just sitting there on the basketball court there, and we had time to talk. And the talk got serious, but never sexual, even though I would have jumped on that in a heartbeat. I just didn't do it. But he was the first person that I noticed, well, swamp ass. I noticed that about him, and it didn't repulse me. It actually turned me on. And that was the point when I started noticing other guys when they were wearing jeans and things instead of shorts. Well, even sometimes shorts. You know, I have an older cousin, and you know what they say about us Southern boys and our cousins. I never did it with a cousin. Well, the one I would have thought about, but nah, I didn't do anything like that. Jesus. But I have to say, when he was wearing his shorts and he was sweating and they were wet with sweat and you could see to the promised land, whew, it was tempting. And I just realized I've done whew at least twice in this podcast tonight, haven't I? Yeah, and that's not alcohol or weed aided. Funny that. I should have said that Matt is the son of the minister who was running that children's home. So he was a little bit different as far as his behavior compared to the kids, the teenagers that were actually living in the home. One of the guys, let's call him Kenny, he was our age as well, but he was a very different type than Matt. Matt was the jet black hair, the 5 o'clock shadow, those green eyes. He had a little bit of a football build, but he was in really good shape. Kenny was more of a redneck hillbilly athletic type. And what stood out about him was his, well, he had a fine ass too, but he was one of those guys that could not keep his hands off his dick. He was playing with himself all the time. And I always wondered if the minister saw him, would they scold him about doing that? Because, you know, genitalia in the Baptist religion, that's pretty much forbidden unless you're making a baby. But like I've said before, in the Baptist religion, it's only a sin if you get caught. If you never get caught, you've not committed a sin. You have to have eyewitnesses before it can be considered a sin. You have to have proof, exposure before you're condemned as a sinner. But I fantasized about him a lot. But it's interesting how maybe that was my own version of Twilight, you know, my version of a vampire and a werewolf. I don't know why I thought about that, but I just did. So there's three examples there. Matt, Kenny, and my cousin that shall remain nameless, especially since now he's a total fucking asshole. But does that really surprise you about an area like Tennessee? We have more than our fair share of assholes. They rank right up there with hypocrites. Since we're talking about warm weather and swamp ass, have you ever done it in the woods? Well, obviously I have. And it can be quite fun. There is an element of danger. Even though in the woods, you should be able to hear someone walking through the leaves from a mile away. But you've got to dodge snakes and skunks and miscellaneous animals that could pop up and run over you, like a deer, coyotes, possums. You just never know. Sometimes a human, but that's really rare in the woods in my hometown. They can be creepy enough. Well, actually, I guess you know what? When you think about doing it in the woods, that's not so unique when there's plenty of parks, jogging areas that go through wooded areas. So I'm guessing almost all of us have done it at least once in the woods. Well, at least a blowjob. I don't think I've ever fucked anybody in the... I'm not remembering it if I have. But yeah, plenty of blowjobs. I've gotten plenty of blowjobs. Come to think of it, maybe I need to try that again this summer as we get into the warm weather. Ugh, that'd be fun too. I miss cruising. I miss just the experience, how that feels and the intrigue and the excitement that it gives when you drive by and you see someone and you wonder if they're thinking about you and would they stop and talk to you and would you hook up right there on the spot. I like that kind of mystery and frivolity. I think it's fun. I don't think we have enough fun anymore. And I think that, and you all know this, I think the hookup apps are absolutely boring. I just don't think they're fun. And I miss the old ways of meeting and hooking up. Yes, maybe that's backward thinking and, well, for lack of a better description, old-fashioned. But it was fun. I just had fun doing it. And I've not had fun with these hookup apps. I think they're tedious. And like I've said before, at least when you see someone, you know that person isn't at least lying about how they look. And to me, that's a big step right there. Because virtually every experience I've had with a hookup app, the person was absolutely lying. And I've had enough of liars in my life already. If you're willing to lie about how you look, good God. I know I'm ugly. I don't have to lie about that. So when people see me, they're seeing the real ugliness of me. And if you still want that, you're going to get a good time. I'll just put it that way. I guarantee it. Thank you for joining me for this edition of Alan After Dark. I hope you had fun. I hope you've laughed. And I hope you don't have swamp ass, unless you want it. Remember, take life by the balls and be real. We'll see you soon.